All right, we got to pray over the word, right? Let's pray over it. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I pray for the anointing to be upon us. I thank you that as we preach the word, faith will come. And I call for strength and encouragement, revelation and understanding to flow in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Say this after me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is God speaking to me.
It is God speaking to me.
I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
And I can do what it says I can do.
Today I'm a believer.
Therefore I'm a receiver.
I do believe.
I will receive. Absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's give our podcast listeners a hand clap. Praise God. We're glad they're listening. Amen. Glory, glory. All right. You know, there are two main things in life that we fight for. Two main things that we have to fight for. I mean, have to fight for. It isn't just dropped into our lap. And of course, one is wealth. Wealth. Unless you have been born with a silver spoon and your family already had money, which I don't know if any of us is that person, the money was not dropped into our lap. Wealth was not dropped into our lap. Amen? Another thing that we fight for, ready? Health. We fight for health. Because, see, the devil continually fights against us because we are healed.
Amen.
Well, we also are wealthy.
Yes,
we are, the Bible says, rich. Because Jesus became poor so that we, through his poverty, might be made rich.
Hallelujah.
So, by faith, we are wealthy.
Amen.
By faith, we are healthy.
Amen.
We live that way.
Yes,
amen. The just shall live by faith. So we live that way. Amen. Our faith works by love.
That's right.
So we love one another. Even as Jesus Christ has loved us and what? Laid down his life for his friends. Okay. So we fight for health. We fight for wealth. Because we are healthy, the devil wants to take it from us. Why? Because God gave it to us. Anything that God has given us, he wants to take away. To have you doubt that God truly gave it to you. That God truly loves you. Oh, he might love the pastor and give him money, but he won't love me because I'm broke. People think this now. He healed the pastor's wife, but he ain't healed me. What? We have to fight.
Amen.
We must fight to keep, and the world knows this, we must fight to keep what we have.
That's right.
If we don't, the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he wants to do. Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life and have that life more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
So I want more abundantly. I want abundance, right? When we talked about the tithe and the offering, right? What did he say? That the window of heaven would be open and he would what? Pour out blessing that there's not room to receive. Well, I've got room.
Amen.
You've got room. All right. Does that mean the word doesn't work?
No, it works.
No. Does not. It means we are fighting and always and continually fighting to keep what has been given to us. The utmost thing that we need to fight for is that this, see, the word has been given to us.
Amen.
So we have to fight for it because he wants us to question the word. If we question that, with God, all things are possible. If we question that, then guess what? Everything will be impossible to you.
That's right.
We cannot question the word. We cannot doubt the word. We cannot waver. If we waver, we're like a wave tossed to and fro. Yeah. Shall not that person expect to receive anything?
That's right.
He's double-minded, the Bible says, and unstable in all his ways. Well, I'm not, wait a minute now. I'm not supposed to be unstable.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
And I, the Bible says to fight. So this is to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Grab a hold of that dude.
Hallelujah.
And don't let go of it.
That's right.
Don't let go. Fight for what's been given to you.
Amen.
You know, my wife was given to me. If another man tried to take her, oh, we're going to fight. He's going to be in bad shape.
That's right.
Right. Amen. Right.
We
fight for what's been given to us. We must fight for what's been given to us.
Amen.
The devil is always going to attack the blessings you've been blessed with. He's always going to. He's always going. Why? Because he does not want you blessed. He does not want you healthy. He does not want you happy, joyful, at peace. He doesn't want any of that. Why? Because God gave it to you. What God has given to you, life, he wants to steal. So we've got to fight. Amen?
Amen.
So if we go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy in chapter 6. And we're talking about fighting now. We must fight. And the Bible calls it a good fight. Well, a good fight is only a good fight when you whooped the other dude. That's a good fight. Amen? Well, what does that say? If we fight the good fight, that means we win.
Yeah.
Amen. So we already have to have the knowledge and understanding that in the end, we are the victor.
Amen.
We are the ones who overcome, Bible says. We are more than conquerors. Bible, I'm giving you good stuff over here now. All right. Now, well. Here we go. I'm going to start in verse 10 because a lot of people don't like this verse.
What chapter?
Chapter 6, I'm sorry. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Thank you, dearest. And verse 10 says this. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Now, wait a minute. Do you want money? I do.
Gotta have it.
I need money.
Gotta
have it. Gotta live. The economic system is the way this world works. If I'm going to be in it, I got to use what they use.
That's right.
Right? So, money then is not evil. It's the love of it. Loving it. More than you love God. I was driving by a church and their sign and it says, give God what's right, not what's left.
Yeah.
Well, that was a psh, right in the face. Right? Give God what's right, not what's left. Well, what's right?
The tithe.
The tithe. And what is the tithe? The tenth.
10%.
The tenth portion, the 10%, right? Of our first fruits, right?
Amen.
Give God what is right, not what is left. Okay, so then verse 10 again says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It's okay to have money. It's okay to need money and want money, but we do it and ask for it by faith.
Yes.
Bible says, if you give, it shall be given to you.
Amen.
With what? Good measure.
Good measure.
You're not going to be shorted. Pressed down.
Thank you.
Shaken together
and
running over. Woo. So you ever have a cereal box, yeah? Over time, you know, they fill that dude up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But over time, it settles and settles and settles. By the time you get it, you got a half a bag,
yeah.
Right? You're like, what the Bruce? What's going on here? Yeah, it's potato chip, same thing. You're like, wait a minute. No, my God says that I'll have good measure pressed down, shaken together, and that my bag will be full running over.
That's right.
Well, that ain't with my cereal box, so I want it to be in my account. Right on? Okay. Bible says, give cheerfully.
Yes.
Give bountifully. Okay, all right. So, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness. See, love of money causes greediness.
Yes.
Or greediness for money will cause you to love it. They have strayed from their faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
Yes.
So leaving your faith because you love money. Now, I'm not talking about walking away from Jesus. You ready for this? You got your faith out there for finances?
Yeah.
You cannot walk away from it when you haven't seen it yet.
That's right.
Okay, now here's what I'm saying. So you've got your faith out there for finances, right? You've got to fight the good fight. Right?
Yeah.
You've got to fight. You've got to stay in faith.
Yeah.
You cannot doubt, waver, right? If you know God said you can have it, then you must trust His word that you can have it. So you keep your faith out there. But the problem is, people begin to focus on the money more than focusing on their faith. They begin to focus on this dollar amount than focusing on the scripture that they're using. Then their faith begins to fade. And it begins to fade more. And by the time they're done, they still haven't received it because now their continual focus is only on the money. Same thing with health.
Yes.
We focus, sickness comes, disease comes. We focus on, by His stripes I am healed. I don't begin to see, here's the problem. The devil will keep, if it's cancer, he'll stick that thing right in your face every day. He will let you know you've got it. He'll remind you of it. He'll constantly let you know, hey, you've got cancer. It's up to you to fight him.
That's right.
To fight him off. And what do? You fight him off with the word.
Amen.
He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I'm healed.
Glory.
Take your cancer and...
Right?
And that's how we do this. This is how we focus on the word. We don't focus on the disease. We focus on the word. We don't focus on the finances, the money, the dollar amount that we got to have now. Amen. What they did was they took their eyes off of their faith of what they were believing and began to put it on what they were believing for. And walked away from the scripture. Amen. They began to love what they wanted. They began to become greedy for it.
Yep.
Amen. And it says they pierced themselves with many sorrows.
Right.
Also, when it starts out, their love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. When you love money, all kinds of different evil can show up.
Yep.
All kinds of different evil can show up. Why? Because you loved money. That's why the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. Money, right? You must choose one.
Amen.
All right. Verse 12 says, eleven. But you, but you, O man of God, woman of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Pursue these things. Verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Hallelujah. So, praise God. And read verse 13. He says, I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things. He does what? He gives life to what? All things. He gives life. Ready? He gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. I want you to see and know and understand that your Lord Jesus, are you ready for this, has witnessed your faith.
That's right.
He hears you.
Yeah.
You see, the Bible says that this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we what? Know that He hears us, then we have the petition that we've asked of Him. We know we have it. So now, because we know we have it, what do? We don't keep asking for it. We thank God for it.
Amen.
We thank God for it. We thank God that His word is true. We thank God for it. Amen. Father, thank you. I mean, you said I got it. I mean, what do you do when somebody says they're going to give you something and they give it to you? What do you usually say?
I got it.
Thank you. I got it. Thank you. Man, you're kind of all right to have around.
That's right.
You know? Amen. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I had somebody tell me, where did that come from? That's not biblical. Thank you? Wait a minute. Not biblical. Give thanks with a what? Grateful heart. I think it came from the word. And this man was a minister. Yeah. Very important that we give thanks.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. We sing that song. I couldn't stand that song. But it's true. We've still got to give thanks. So we must fight the good fight. It's a good fight because we win.
Amen.
Wage a good warfare.
Yes.
Wage a good warfare. Not a bad warfare, not a weak warfare. A good warfare. How's it? How do you wage a good warfare? The Word. The Word and the Word only. We wage a good warfare. Hallelujah. And you must only, are you ready? Speak the
Word.
Speak the Word.
Hallelujah.
You must only speak the Word. Don't speak, I've got cancer. Don't speak, I'm broke. Don't speak, I don't have any. Hey man, you got a dollar? No, I don't have no money. What? I mean, it comes right out, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're only being honest. Well, we're not to be honest. We're to be in faith. Okay, right? We don't have to be honest. We've got to be in faith.
Amen.
Hey, you got a dollar? My God supplies all my needs. Shut up. Yeah. Amen. No, maybe not add that last part. But right? Amen. My God supplies all of my needs.
Amen.
According to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yeah, but do you have a dollar? With God, all things are possible.
That's right.
They'll finally stop and leave you alone.
Yeah.
They'll quit asking you for money. You know, they see this dude down in downtown that... I was in the hill. I can't remember. Was begging for money, and this guy gave him some money. As he was walking away, the guy tried to stabbed him, and tried to take his money, and got away. And the guy was being nice enough to give him something in the first place. See, you can't turn your back on the devil. You just can't. You've got to always see him. You have to always know where he's at, right? The enemy, you've got to know where the enemy is. One thing in warfare, one thing in battle, one thing that our military knows and always will know is where the enemy is.
That's right, and how he operates.
And if they don't know where he is, Osama bin Laden, they will find him. And when they find him, they will take care of him.
Ooh, yeah.
And just as they did, they eliminated him.
That's right.
This is what the military does. See, we are all in the military.
That's
you
right.
Understand, right? We're in God's army. So we've got to know where the enemy is. When he bares his head, we take it off.
Yeah.
We keep our foot on the neck of the devil.
That's right.
And we don't let him up.
That's right.
We can't afford to let him up.
That's right.
You know, one day he's going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
But that's going to be a long way away.
Yeah,
okay? We're going to lock this guy up for 1,000 years, and then God's going to let him back out again.
Yeah.
And then he's going to wage warfare against us again, because we're in God's army, see?
Yeah.
He's going to wage warfare against us, and he's going to get followers
again.
Wow. But anyway, we're going to wage warfare. The Bible says that we win, and then he will be locked up forever. Eternally.
Yay!
Amen. But there are things we have to go through. You see, how do we fight? We fight with what? The Word of God. The Word of God is our sword.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Right? Right? So we fight with the Word. The Bible says it's a two-edged sword.
Amen.
All right. Let's go to... Let's go to Matthew real quick. Matthew 21. I got my preach on and we only got down to one scripture so far. That's, Lord have mercy. Praise God. So Matthew and 21... We're going to start in verse 18, Matthew 21, 18. It says, now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. I'm talking about Jesus. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves. And said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And this recording says, and immediately the fig tree withered away. Now we have another account that says, and in the morning as they passed by, they noticed it. This is an immediate... You want to know why this says immediately? Because he knew immediately this thing was dead. It's done. He just took its life away. Its reason for existence was to give fruit. Jesus just took its reason for living away.
That's right.
It's dead. So we read on, verse 20. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? Jesus answered, and he said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt. What do we have to have?
Faith.
Faith, and we cannot doubt. All right? So what is the enemy going to do then? He's going to try to bring doubt. into any area of your faith. Any area. He's going to try to install doubt. Why? Because what did we say earlier? He wants you to question the Word. If you'll question the Word, you're wavering, you're tossed, and now you don't even know that He heard you. See, he's slick. We've got to know our enemy. You've got to know your enemy. I've heard people, I won't even talk about the devil from the pulpit. Why not? Your congregation's got to know who the snake is.
Exactly.
They have to know how to fight him.
Yes.
If you don't teach them that, they're babes out there. They're going to get wiped out. They have no armor, right? I mean, they can't fight, and you're not going to be with them 24/7 to fight their battle for them. You've got to tell them about what the devil's about. You've got to tell them how to fight him.
Yeah.
It's our job. It's our duty. Right? Amen.
Amen.
He said, assuredly, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, it will be done.
Yeah. Amen.
And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing what? You will receive. You will receive. So you must ask, and then you're believing that you receive it. If you believe that, if you believe that, you will receive that.
Right? That's right.
Right? Amen. So what does the devil want then? He wants to install doubt in you. He'll first, of course, it always comes to here before it drops to here, right?
Yeah.
So we cannot allow it then to go to here.
That's right.
Because once it's rooted in the heart, it's, I know that by heart. That means you believe it.
That's right.
You believe it, right? So we cannot let doubt drop into our heart.
Amen.
So we've got to be careful then what we say.
Yes.
We've got to be careful with what we say. Our faith is so important to us.
Amen.
That the devil doesn't want us to be able to say anything in believing and receive it. He doesn't want your faith to be that strong that if you say it and you'll believe it, you'll receive it. He doesn't want you to be that strong. So he'll always try to bring doubt, disbelief, right? He'll keep that disease in front of your eyes. He'll constantly whisper it in your ear, right? Constantly. You're broke. You're broke. You're broke. You don't even have a dollar in your pocket. You don't even have a dollar in your pocket. You're broke. You're broke. Hey, this is what he does.
Sure.
And guess what? Until he will not stop until you believe it. He will not stop until you believe it. But see, it's our job also to not stop until we receive it.
Amen.
If we stop before we receive it, we've quit. Doesn't mean we've failed. It means we need to get back up and do it again. Now, it's important. See, Jesus took the reason for this tree's existence away. And that tree's existence was to bear fruit. Jesus wanted fruit. There were no fruit on it. So he said, no more eat fruit. You ain't nobody eating fruit from you ever again. Well, how many times have you just said, I ain't got any money? You've just eliminated the faith that you have out there for your finances. Because you said you don't have any money. But see, by faith, we can't say that. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, what? Now you're sick. You might feel that way, but we don't speak it. See, we've got to get on a plane that if we speak it, we believe it, and then we receive it. Now that, I'm telling you, is strong faith.
Amen.
So strong. I mean, that is what God did in the beginning. See,
that's right.
He said it. It came to pass.
Amen.
He wants us to be that same way.
Amen.
Bible says we're to be imitators of God as dear children.
That's right.
He wants us to have that same faith, right? So if you've spoken something that is basically against the Word of God, right? You've got to stop that seed from growing.
That's right.
You've got to stop that seed from growing. You know, I was a guy who said that the Word didn't work. The Word doesn't work. And my dad's reply to him, I was sitting in the meeting, my dad's reply to him was, you're not working it properly.
That's right.
When you work, then this was another one of his sayings, when you work the Word works for you.
Right.
But it must be worked properly.
Yes.
It must be worked properly. And you only work the Word properly by faith.
Yes.
Speak the word only. And that's what we have to do. When the disease is speaking in our ear, what do? We speak the word only. When that disease is trying to get in front of your face, I am healed by this. I mean, you go right to the word. Until you can't hear that voice anymore. Sometimes you might have to shout that voice or shout that word very loudly to get rid of that constant nagging. You're not good enough. You're not worthy. What? You're not going to get what you deserve. You deserve worse. You're not. That's not for you. That's for the pastor. This is what he'll do.
Sure.
To cause doubt and unbelief or disbelief in your life. When he does that, it'll cause you to waver. So, if there's a disease, sickness, disease, whatever it might be, take its reason for existence away. Okay? So what do we curse the disease, just as Jesus cursed the fig tree. Right? You'll not eat any more of my skin, you dirty disease.
Yeah, come on.
From this day forward.
That's right.
Because I'm healed by the stripes of... You know, you get into it.
Yes.
You fight.
That's right.
The good fight. You
right.
got to fight.
That's right.
If you don't, you lose.
Amen.
Listen, this is the world we live in, right? If we're not ready to fight, they will overtake us. We are the world police. We're always called the world police, right? America. We fight for other nations. You see what's going on here with Syria. And if this could be bad. Now the Russians believe we're already in World War III. They believe this. They already believe that we're in World War III, but it's just mild and nobody ever really realized it yet. This is what they believe. This was no joke, this chemical attack. No joke. Killing their own people. And then for Russia to say, if we send anything over there, they're going to shoot it down. And then they're going to handle us. Paraphrased, but that's what they said. So we've got to be careful, don't we? Trump has to be very careful. We've got to say something else. And see, he's, you know, right?
Yeah.
He's got to knuckle down.
We've got to
pray.
Yeah.
We've got to pray God's wisdom on his life.
Perfect will.
And God's perfect will. Now, this could be God's perfect will, the beginning of it. Here we go.
I think so.
We don't know. All we know is the word says, if you see the signs, then look up.
Yeah.
Your redemption's drawing nigh. We're out of here. Amen. God doesn't want anybody to die. He wants them all to live and know the Lord Jesus. Now, we all will die.
That's right.
It's appointed to us.
Yep.
The time. Everyone. But then there also is a scripture that tells us that those who are, when Jesus has come, there will still be people who are alive and remain.
Yeah.
They'll still be alive. They won't die. They'll just be, the Bible says, changed in the twinkling of an eye. You'll go from regular old body to glorified. That's what'll happen when you change. Now, I'm digging that. I'm ready for that. Right? But see, when disease and sickness comes against your life, you've got to take its reason away for living in you.
Amen.
When finances are coming against you and bill collectors are calling, you know, you can take their reason for existence away.
That's right.
Just turn your phone off. No, I mean, no. Use the word. We use the word. We take the reason. Little by little, we fight. But we fight that good fight of faith. We say, yes, differently than what they say. You owe me money. No, my God owes you money. He just hasn't given it to me yet. I'm waiting on it. As soon as my God hit. Look, my dad said this. Long time ago. Bill collectors would call us all the time. My dad left the work world and walked by faith.
That's it.
And 1 year we made a whole $3,000.
Yeah,
in a whole year. But God sustained us.
Mm-hmm.
We lived by faith.
Yeah.
When we were broke and out of food and out of money, all of a sudden, God would supply.
Yeah.
That's how he is. But see, they had to stay in faith for that to take place. Yeah. So one day a bill collector calls up. And Mr. Wilcox, you know, And you know, Dad, you know, he's so smooth. My dad was smooth. But he said, yes, I know that I owe that to you. And my God does supply all of my needs. And as soon as he gives it, click, you know. But see, that's faith, right? You see, that's faith. See, he spoke the word, my God shall supply. I know I owe you. He was integral. See, he was an honest man. I know I owe you that. And I'm a man of my word. I will pay you. But my God supplies all of my needs. And so when he blesses me with it, I will gladly give it to you.
That's right.
That's integrity. See, and that's how my mom and dad lived. It's how I was raised. I didn't know any other way to live.
Yeah.
Except by faith. That's all I knew. That's all I know. Luke 17:5. Real, this is it. Last one. We'll stop for now. Luke 17:5. Here's what it says. It says, and the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Do what? Increase our faith. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots. You don't pull it up by the roots. You say. To the mulberry tree, to be pulled up by the roots, be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. What? The mulberry tree. Okay. Hard to picture. But if I say to this tree, get out of my way and get over there, it will have to get up and go over there. Now, does the brain goes what? Tilt. Right? I mean, I've seen a horse fly. I've seen a dragon fly. But I've never seen a mulberry tree pull itself up and walk over there and sit down. Right? So it's hard to fathom, but that's what the devil wants. He doesn't want you to be able to see it with your spiritual eyes. Because if you can't, you'll doubt. You've got to see yourself wealthy. If sickness and disease has come, you must see yourself healthy.
Yes.
See it. Why? You can because you believe it, see?
That's right.
So that's how we see it. Not seeing is believing, see? Believing is seeing.
Amen.
And we see it here because why? The Word shows it to us. See, it's the word that we look for. It's the word that we keep it before our eyes, in the midst of our heart, right?
Yes.
It's life to us.
Hallelujah.
Health and healing to our flesh. So we keep it before our eyes, and then we spiritually envision the windows of heaven are open. Why? Because I'm a tither.
That's right.
I'm obedient to God's word. Why? Because I give over and above. Because I'm obedient to God's word.
That's right.
And because I'm obedient, I can see through the word the window is open. God's heavenly window is open, and he's pouring out blessing upon me that there's not room enough to receive.
That's right.
And he rebuked the devourer for my sake.
Amen.
Okay. I can see that. I can see it. I can see it. Why? Because I believe the word.
Yes.
See, I everything starts and stops right here.
Yep. Amen.
And this is the way we live our life. Everything must start and stop with the Word of God. It can speak the Word only. You've got to catch yourself. If they say, hey man, you got $10, now I ain't got any money. Catch yourself.
Yes.
Curse what you just said. Throw it to the ground.
Yeah.
Or rip it out of the soil. Whatever, but don't allow that seed to grow.
That's right.
Because it will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You don't have $10. Thought the Word said you were blessed. Didn't you give? You should be given. What's going on? What happened to the 100-fold return thing? All that stuff. All that. Come on. Oh, yeah. You feel that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're really sick. Ooh. Right?
Yeah.
He'll let you know. He'll remind you. Oh, there it is. Oh. He likes to remind me. Oh, you got a bad back. You got a bad back. No, I don't.
Had a blessed back.
I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I got a strong back.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
But he'll try to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll try to remind you. Right? You just keep it before you. Keep it before you. So what do? I keep it before him.
Amen.
I remind him of what my word says, what the word of God has given to me. And because it's given to me, I won't allow him to steal it.
Amen.
See, he'll choke the word out with the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches.
Yeah.
and the lust for other things is what chokes the word out. So, he'll keep other things before you. He will keep you so busy doing other things that you won't even have time to look at the word, much less fight the good fight for the very thing that you need to lay hold of. So we can't let him do that.
That's right.
We just can't. We got to fight, man. We, you know, and we're in a fight. We're always going to be in a battle. The enemy's not going to quit ever. And that's exactly right. We can't quit either. We're not failures.
No. That's right.
We're not failures. We never fail.
That's right.
And God will never fail us.
Amen.
I mean, we have so many scriptures, ladies and gentlemen, that our God supplies all of our needs according to His riches. I mean, our God do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power of God that works in us. I mean, we have so many scriptures. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down to me. If yours is a financial situation, there are so much. Jesus became poor through, so that we through His poverty might be made rich. We have so many scriptures on finances. And you know what? A lot of religious try to people, oh, don't preach that from the pulpit. What? We fight for money here, see? If we don't fight for it, then we're working 60, 80 hours a week just to make do.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're so tired when you get home?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to bring up the word and look at the word. I got to eat, I take a shower, I'm so wore out, as soon as I eat, I'm out, you know. So there's one whole day and no word, you know. And yet you're fighting for finances. He'll try to keep you so busy that you won't even be able to fight. So we can't do that. We can't allow Him to keep us that busy. We can't get burned out. Right? We can't get burned out.
That's right.
The Word is so alive. That's the one thing you just can't get burned out on. I mean, I have so much fun quoting the Word, speaking the Word, preaching the Word. Amen? I enjoy it. It's how I've lived my whole life. It's how I was raised. That we don't speak we're broke. We don't speak we're sick. We don't, you know, and it's easy to get away from. Unless you're doing it daily. It's got to be a daily thing. Speaking the word, speaking the word, speaking the word. You know, we used to challenge one another, say it 50 times a day, you know, whatever, you know, say this 100 times, you know, you might get 10 in. First day, you might be real strong and get like a whole 25, you know. But then the next day comes and the next day comes. By the next week, you're not even doing it anymore. And a lot of that is disheartening.
Yeah.
Because you haven't seen it yet. It's not in your hand yet. And that can cause you to waver.
True.
Why? Because you're going to do, here's why haven't I got it yet? Well, wait a minute. You're already supposed to know that you have it.
Amen.
So we can't go and ask God, why don't I have it? Amen. Now, come on now. You see, this is what the devil does. He's a snake. The Bible says he's the most cunning. He is the most sneaky. And that's what he'll do. He'll sneak little things in there for you to cause you to say, why?
Yeah.
Where is it? This is what he does. And as soon as you do that, you've ripped your faith right out of the soil.
That's right.
The very thing that you're believing for, you've ripped it out. So what do we have to do? Replant. We got to replant. I'm planting more this time. Amen. Just plant, plant, and plant. A farmer does not harvest if he does not plant seed. Not only that, but the farmer doesn't have a good harvest if he doesn't watch over the seed. He's got to water that seed. He's got to make sure it's getting sunshine. He's got to fertilize that dude, right? He's got to watch over that seed. We're no different. We've got to watch over the seed that we're planting. Watch over it. Why? Make sure it grows right.
Amen.
Make sure it grows right. Make sure that the devil doesn't come by and stomp it in the ground. Make sure that we don't use our mouth and stomp it in the ground.
Amen.
If we do, we replant. Replant. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hang on.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to end with something.
Oh, the woman's going to emphasize. Look out.
No, end with something.
Oh, she's sorry. She wanted to.
Just end with something. No, this was something that I had. Okay. This was something that I had sent Brandon the other day, and just thought it was good with what you were doing, and wanted to just kind of end with it. And Psalm, now I got to find it. Dang it. I just had it.
You literally just had it?
I literally just had it.
Praise God.
Okay, Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. He will sustain you." So I looked up the word sustain, and it means to support, to hold, to bear up from below, bear the weight of, to keep from giving away, and to provide for by furnishing means or funds.
Oh.
And like that was
like that.
Really, really cool. So that was just something. I mean, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are righteous. We are in right standing with God. He will sustain us. He will do all those things. He will hold us up. He will keep us from being moved. So whatever it is that you're believing for by faith, or that you're going to be believing for by faith, know that God will sustain you. Know that He will keep you there until you get what you're believing for.
Amen. Praise God. So what'd she say? You must know it. You must know that God will. We know our God will. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I must know it in my heart that my God is a man of his word. If he said it, he'll do it. If he's spoken it, he'll make it good.
That's right.
I got to know that. It's got to be right here, not up here. It's all in here. I got to get it from here through here. And root it into here.
That's right.
And allow it to grow. Amen. Praise God. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. God will sustain us.
Amen.
And He will restore us. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. And we praise you, Father, that we do fight the good fight of faith. I thank you, Father, that we have exceedingly abundantly and above all we ask or think. I call this body blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. I thank you so much for all that you've done for this church, this body. And I thank you that we grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. We thank you for it. As we go this week, Father, I call us blessed. And I thank you that your protection is upon us. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a blessed week.
That's awesome.
Glory.
Praise.